All right, we're back now. We go from Newburyport down to Danvers, and we're talking now with Danvers High School hockey coach Steve Baldessari. And, Coach, I haven't seen a game yet, but, geez, I don't know. Apparently you guys are doing pretty good.
Yeah, so far so good, guys, and it's great to hear from you.
So hey, you want to keep Rick out of the rink is what she's trying to tell you.
I don't know. That's pretty hard to do.
Oh, you got that right. Steve, what's the highlight so far? Because you've met every challenge. You've got just the one loss. You're in the top 20, and, you know, you've got a high-scoring team, good defense, and it's what you thought it was going to be. But, you know, I may have asked you this last week, but to now, what are you most pleased with and most proud of?
I'm really most proud of the players and the way that they've handled the season so far. I mean, you know, every hockey season is, you know, obviously a roller coaster with ups and downs, and you know they've really done a good job, you know, focusing, you know, on improving when, you know, things weren't going well, you know, and when things are going great, you know, they haven't gotten too high and, you know, haven't kind of got out of whack a little bit. They've been very very grounded, you know, and I'm just really proud of each player in the season this year. These guys have really put their effort into it in the off season. You know, and you know they're prepared and they're focused for practice. They're prepared and they're focused for, you know, video or whatever it is. They're doing a great job in the classroom, you know, and they're doing a great job off the ice. So, you know, all the little things that we preach, you know they've accepted the challenge and you know, and that's why we've been where we've been. You know, even our loss against North Andover, which was against a really good team, and it was a tough loss. It was a great learning lesson for them, and you know, they took it the right way, and, you know, it showed in the last few games, you know, down 2-0 against Medford, down 1-0, you know, after two periods of doubly, you know, that they didn't lose focus, they didn't get off the game plan, they stayed with what they're supposed to be doing, and, you know, and resulted in W's. So, you know, again, couldn't be more proud of the players. They're the ones that are putting the work in, and they're getting rewarded.
Excellent. The last time we talked, Medford was on the horizon. Tell me about that game, because looked like it was, as you said, if you guys were down 2-0, you came back to pull it out. So tell us about that one.
It was an awesome hockey game. What a great atmosphere, you know, over there at the LeConte Arena. You know, it was a jammed house, and the crowd was into it. And, yeah, you know, we got down. We didn't play great, but we didn't play bad either in the first two periods. We had a couple chances. Their goalies made a couple of great stops in the first period, and you know, they scored on a kind of a screenshot on the power play and took the 1-0 lead. And then early in the second, they took a 2-0 lead. And you know, I was really happy with our guys the way they came in. You know, even after that second goal, they came to the bench. They didn't seem, you know, like they got too knocked off, even though it was 2-0. They just kept grinding away. And you know, we got the first goal on the power play, and then Nicky DeShula made a great, you know, great senior leadership goal. You know, not giving up with a second left, and he buried that tying goal. And you could just see in the locker room that, you know, especially after that tying that game up with a second left, you could see in the locker room that, you know, they didn't want to come off the ice. They wanted to keep going. You know, and you could just see it in their eyes in the locker room how ready they were to go back and attack that third period. And, you know, and you know, especially in their barn and, you know, and all that, they did a really good job in that third period. We executed perfectly on a 5-on-3 and then put the game away, you know, on a 5-on-4.
Excellent. Now, Coach, I don't want to get too ahead because we're going to be broadcasting your Beverly game. We'll talk about that in a minute. But you're going to be finishing out the regular schedule pretty soon. And then how does it work after that? Do you guys play out of conference, play a couple of teams above you, or what are you doing?
Yeah, so we have three conference games left. So we have, you know, obviously the next one is Beverly, Saugus and Winthrop. And then we have a slew of non-conference games. We have we're going to be down in Masco. We're going to be down at Chelmsford. We're going to be down at Tewksbury.
Wow.
Home against St. John's Prep, and then home against North Reading. So we got quite the schedule ahead of us in February.
Coach, is it by design to go to these other rinks to get the kids used to playing in hostile territory? Because once you get to the tournament, with the record, you'll probably be maybe playing at home, but eventually you have to play away, and it may be at another team's home site where again the competition is going to be really tough, the crowd's going to be really loud and vocal, and then even playing in a neutral site, it could be the same way. So is there a process to playing these games away?
I can't give you all my secrets, but that sounds good.
Hey, you know, Steve, is last year or the year before, in the middle of the season, I asked Bob Jackson over Marblehead. They were having a great year that year, and I said, you know, what are your objectives? And he looked at me like I had asked him, you know, what the key to his house was, you know, what the lock on his safe was. And he said, well, I'm not going to tell you that. I said, okay. So we'll learn. You guys are teaching us, you know, certain questions we're not supposed to ask. I get that.
Because the other thing that, and I'm sure you guys are still doing it, is the breakout from your own end on a transition or a play from behind the net, where it you guys are out of the zone so quickly. It's two passes. It's a pass to the sideboard, either right or left, puck into the middle, and once you make the pass, you're skating down your side looking for a return pass, and it just breaks any kind of full ice forechecking, and I'm sure you guys are probably still doing that nowadays. And whenever I watch you guys play, it was just so amazing, the consistency of the breakout and how devastating it was to the other team, because they were always getting caught back on their heels.
Well, you know, it really starts with, you know, individual skill first. You know, we have, you know, a good group of defensemen that can move the puck pretty quickly, you know, led by, you know, our two seniors, Matt Taylor and Colin Desmond. You know, it also takes, it's the little stuff, you know, that really matters when it comes to breaking pucks out, making sure wings have proper position, make sure their feet are north, you know, make sure they're given a good passing lane, make sure their stick's good for a target, you know, make sure they're supporting each other, make sure we're communicating. You know, there's a lot of things to it, you know, just to make that first pass, you know what I mean? And then, you know, after that first pass, it's, you know, make sure our weak side is finding, you know, open lanes, make sure we're making that pass with somebody in stride. You know, make sure centers are below the puck. I mean, you know, I could keep going here. It's accumulation of a lot of little things that, you know, that come together to make sure we can, you know, get out of our zone quickly. You know, make sure the other team can't get above the puck, you know, so we're beating them, you know, out of our zone, and, you know, we can create that odd man rush. So, you know, there's a lot of things that go to it. You know, experience helps. You know, we get a lot of experienced players this year. You know, a lot of our younger guys, you know, have the luxury to get to practice against guys like that, and, you know, they're learning, you know, so hopefully, you know, when our seven seniors leave this year, you know, our young guys can step right in, and, you know, when we're saying our, you know, our phrases or our words, they know what we're talking about.
Coach,
go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, Coach, you got Beverly coming up now, and you beat him first time around, and I know you've seen the fact that Paul Edson is back on defense now, so what do you see from Panthers coming up on Wednesday night?
Well, you know, I mean, Beverly Damas has been, you know, it goes back to when I played, has always been a great rivalry. You know, a lot of the players, you know, are know each other. They're friendly, you know, off the ice. You know, so there's a good rivalry there. You know, obviously when we step on the ice, we're not friends. You know, I love Coach Shears. I think he's a great coach. He's done a good job over there. You know, the first game was very competitive. You know, I believe they were up 1-0 after 2. If I remember correctly, you know, but we did a really good job in that game. That was one of the turning points defensively for us to really, you know, really clamp down in our defensive zone, and, you know, and that's kind of carried us, you know, to where we are today. So, you know, we're ready for, you know, a big matchup Wednesday night. I know our guys are all excited. We won the conference. That was kind of our second goal for the year. But, you know, now our third goal is to improve into the tournament, and you know, next on our line is Beverly, and it's going to be a good game Wednesday night.
Well, I'm glad you don't mind mentioning goals. I'll never ask Coach Jackson that again, so that's good. All right, Steve, we'll see you Wednesday night, and good luck, and thanks once again for taking the time tonight.
Absolutely, guys. It's great to hear from you.
Take care, Coach.
See you, Coach.